Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Have you ever had children impatiently ask, "Are we there yet?" You know, that same attitude can be real in our own life before God. You'll see what I mean as I read to you from Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4 today. Here we go. Habakkuk chapter 1, starting at verse 2. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arises. Therefore the law is powerless, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore perverse judgment proceeds. The prophet Habakkuk had a problem. And it wasn't only that no one remembers who he was and what he prophesied about. No, Habakkuk prophesied during a time of decline in spiritual life among the people of Judah, sometime before the coming of the mighty Babylonian army and their destruction of the kingdom of Judah. He probably did his work as a prophet sometime in the 25-year period between the time when Babylon conquered Nineveh and the Assyrian Empire and the time when Babylon conquered Jerusalem. Now, when you start sorting out the dates, it's likely that Habakkuk lived during the time of godly King Josiah, and then gave this prophecy during the reign of one of Josiah's successors. Habakkuk knew what it was like to live during a time of revival, and then to see God's people and the nation slip into lethargy and sin. His problem was simple. Having seen the spiritual high of revival, it was hard to accept the low of spiritual decline. In Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4, as throughout his three-chapter book, Habakkuk asked God questions about these problems of spiritual decline and coming judgment. In the passage that we're examining today, he's like the child riding in the vacation-bound car who can't keep from asking, "Are we there yet?" For Habakkuk, the "there" was the judgment of the wicked. He wanted to know what God or why God hadn't arrived at that destination yet. Habakkuk looked at the violence and injustice around him in the nation of Judah. He wondered where God was and why God did not set things right. Troubled, he asked God, "Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble?" That's an excellent question. Why does God allow us to see iniquity and trouble in ourselves or in others? I can think of three good reasons why God allows us to see iniquity in ourselves. Number one, to keep us humble. Number two, to keep us submissive to Him in our hour of trouble. And number three, to value salvation all the more. That's why God may allow us to see iniquity in ourselves. Why does God allow us to see iniquity in others? Well, again, I can think of four reasons. Number one, to show us what we might have been ourselves without God's gracious work in us. Number two, to make us see the wickedness of sin, that we might pass by it and hate it and not indulgent in ourselves. Number three, to make us admire the grace of God when He saves sinners. But then number four, to set us more earnestly to work that God can use and save others and extend His kingdom. Friend, it's good to know when you're discouraged and frustrated, because it seems like all around you, you see sin and wickedness either in yourself or in others. It's good to know that God has a purpose in it all. It's not an easy purpose, and it was hard for Habakkuk to deal with. Look at how powerfully he saw the wickedness at work in his vocabulary in these words. He saw iniquity, trouble, plunder and violence, strife, contention, the law is powerless, justice never goes forth, perverse judgment proceeds. Habakkuk saw trouble and sin everywhere, from personal relationships all the way to the courts of law. this distressed him so much that he cried out to God and asked God why God didn't set things straight. Habakkuk dealt with the questions that come up when someone easily or really believes God, yet looks around them and the world doesn't seem to match up with how God wants it to be. Habakkuk sought, especially remembering the prior times of revival under King Josiah, and he asked, Lord, why are you allowing this? We might say that his questions and impatience were created by his faith. He had these problems because he did believe in a good God who loved righteousness. Habakkuk's question and answer time with God shows us that God cares about these questions deep within us, and he has the answers. Friends, if these questions trouble you, rest in knowing that God has already dealt with them and that he will speak them fresh again to the seeking heart. Your problems in this area may be created by your faith, but they're also solved by faith. Habakkuk will show you how. Give attention to God and his word, and you'll come to a better answer for these things. You can come to those answers today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.